spoons.
What's going on?
Not much.
Dude, I was gonna say it, didn't you?
Yeah, I did.
It's Saturday.
It is Saturday.
The 16th, probably.
January 13th.
718-304-7856.
56.
Give us a call. Tell us that we're gay. Because we are. So, how are you going to celebrate Martin Luther King Day? It's a very important...
Well, I just found out that I do have off on Martin Luther King Day.
Well, congratulations. You should, you bastard. Why wouldn't you?
I don't know. My school's weird.
Go to art school?
Yeah. Yeah, my school's weird.
I'm going to be, I don't know what I'm doing yet. I think I want to go to the city and, you know, maybe go to the Nintendo store. Rub my face against the window.
Yeah? Are they open on MLK Day?
I think they are because everybody likes video games. Including people who are black.
Even the black people.
Speaking of black people.
Okay, let's
speak. Now, we here at the I Heart Snacks show, we don't condone the N-word.
No.
But feel it's funny when used appropriately.
Sure you want to say that?
Yeah, I do. Because we're going to put a clip up on our blog.
Our blog spot.
And it's of a wrestler, a famous black wrestler named Booker T.
Oh, right. Mm-hmm. Booker T.
He's going to be calling out Hulk Hogan.
He's going to call out Hulk Hogan?
He's calling him out for his championship gold while using the N-word.
He calls Hulk Hogan a nectarine?
He calls him a nectarine.
Wow.
He says, Hulk Hogan, we're coming for you, nectarine. I was shocked.
But he doesn't say nectarine.
No, says the N-word.
Says the N-word.
Do you think Michael Richards is funny?
He was funny in UHF.
Great movie.
That was funny.
That was funny. Alright, this is what's going to get me into trouble.
Okay.
I think what happened was funny.
Yeah.
I don't think the jokes or what he was saying was funny.
Right.
I just find it, like, his meltdown hilarious.
Yeah, his meltdown was pretty funny.
Like, that's hilarious. Like, when you're... You know there are certain things. It's like, I'm trying to think of the word. Like, not career suicide, but, like, as a celebrity, there's certain things you just can't say. You can't touch it with a 10-foot pole.
Right.
The N-word's one of them, especially if you're a white guy who's on a show with all white people for many years, and that's why you're famous.
Yeah.
That's not the funny part. Calling someone that is nice. It's just not nice. Hurts people's feelings. But just because, like, he didn't know enough not to say that, he flipped out so much that not only did he say that, but he said, like, some really crazy shit with it about being, like, upside down in a tree.
Yeah.
That's not... It's not funny, but no, when it's crazy.
When he said upside down in a tree...
With the fork sticking out of his butt.
Okay. Do you mean, like, lynching?
I guess he means a lynching.
Okay, but you're not hanging upside down.
You're lynching. Again, he was crazy at the time. He took his crazy pills.
Yeah, I'd say so.
You know what's funny, though? What? No one's talking about it anymore.
Yeah, I know.
It's not even news anymore.
Yeah. I like the rap version of it. Let's play a little clip from
that. Alright, okay? Let's do that.
That is racism!
I'm not a racist. That's what's so insane about this. Bigger! I'm not a racist, that's what's so insane about this.
Duncan's a nigger! He can talk!
So there you have it, the rap version.
Yeah, pretty crazy. Now I know what you're thinking. Ben, Joe, this show is made on Saturdays and shipped out on Saturdays. Why are you talking about something that happened a long time ago? To answer your question, I have no clue.
Yeah. How did we get on this?
Martin Luther King. Oh, that's what brought it up.
When you talk about Martin Luther King, you gotta bring up the N-word, don't you?
I guess I do. Because he's fighting against it. He single-handedly stopped that and AIDS.
Wow.
You know how he died?
Yeah.
Machine gun.
A machine gun?
It's according to some people I know. He got shot by a machine gun.
I thought it was a Gatling gun.
Gatling gun, oh god.
A hand crank thing?
Alright, here's a little stupidity for you.
Okay.
I work with someone who was, like, quasi-threatening not to teach about Martin Luther King Day.
Is this the same lady who thought Santa Claus was like Jesus with a hat?
No. Okay. Shockingly enough, there's another person.
Okay.
Because, here's the logic.
All right, I'm listening.
I don't get to teach about St. Patrick's Day So why should I teach about Martin Luther King?
St. Patrick's Day, isn't that a religious holiday?
Yeah.
Saint?
And Patrick. Even if you just use it as, like, not a religious holiday, let's see, St. Patrick's Day, drinking, throwing up green beer,
yeah.
Martin Luther King, non-violent protests, something we can all learn from.
I'd go with the beer.
Yeah, let's green beer. Green beer.
To be honest, fighting. Yeah.
Because why should we learn about that? That's...
And gays in parades.
That's real racism. Because this is the kind of person who's not going to be mean to black people in front of their face. And
she doesn't know that she's being racist.
Right, she doesn't know it.
Yeah.
She's going to claim it's racist that she can't do her holiday.
Right.
When it has nothing to do about race.
Yeah.
It's like, it was someone who did something important.
Oh, this doesn't matter.
It doesn't matter. You're black.
Yeah.
That's what it comes down to.
Yeah.
So you all out there are racist.
I am too.
You're racist?
I hate everyone. So does that mean I'm a racist?
You hate the human race.
Yeah, I hate the human race.
I think sometimes I do too.
Yeah.
It's like, you can get...
A bunch of fruits.
You can get like Mozart and...
Duties.
The original Star Wars. Mm-hmm. And you can get Einstein. And then you can get... I don't know the name of the show I was watching on MTV.
Okay.
But it was like where...
My Super Sweet 16.
It wasn't a Lemon Date. It wasn't...
Do they still have that?
I don't know. It wasn't the one where you date who your mom picks out.
Okay.
It was one where, like, your friend, I guess, picks out the two people.
Oh, the lie detector thing?
Yeah. And I said, we're all going to die.
Yeah.
This is the downfall to society.
And it's based on, like, this voice... It's not, like, a polygraph test. It's, like, something where it senses how you answer... Just, like, a microphone on, and it's not hooked up to blood or anything. It's
fucking crap.
And it's not proven. It's not run by a professional. It's run by your friend in a fucking van.
I'm in a van. It's like the A-Team. Yeah. If I'm in a van and I have equipment, I must be a professional.
So, I mean...
Fucking runs out with a machine gun later. And then I had the horrible experience of watching Trading Spouses.
A great show. Did you see last night's, the puppet one?
No. I saw Frenchman. One... I saw one where it was, like, a tattooed, crazy rock family goes... And switches with the Christian.
Why is it always that one?
Family. And it's like, my fiance is a smart person. Mm-hmm. She's brilliant. She was number 6 in her class in high school. Uh-huh. She's in the running for valedictorian in college.
Wait, fiance?
Getting married. Moonbase wedding. Check it out. Blogspot.com.
Nice.
Just leave out the check it out part. That's not part of the address. Yeah.
Put a link in the show notes.
Thanks.
Maybe.
Yet. I try to tell her, Erica, this is fake.
It is?
I've watched plenty of wrestling. I know when I'm watching something fake.
I think it's scripted.
Okay, yeah, better word for it. I don't think it's fake. Like, I think the reactions are somewhat real.
Right.
But I think they say, because, I'm sorry, A, it's television. The shots are too good for it to be, like, spur of the moment.
Right.
The guy, at one point, is crying because he made fun of the Christian people and threw the Bible in the trash.
Good for him.
Hilarious. No, but see, it wasn't because it was like he was looking for a problem, but he probably wasn't though. Scripted. Anyway,
producer
now he's
said,
crying.
Hey, you know, it would be a good idea if you threw the Bible
right.
in the trash.
And let's get 3 different angles of it, so you have to do it over and over again. He's crying, and in the foreground is a Bible, and he's sitting there, and it's like framed up perfectly. You're trying to tell me, I'm sorry. It's
yeah.
And you know what? That's fine if that's what, but don't pretend it's real.
I had my stint on reality TV show.
You were on a reality TV show?
Well, I was asked to be on one. Fear Factor contacted me, finding my website. I said, benisadork.com. He's probably a dork.
The creators of benisadork.com.
Yeah. So they emailed me saying, would I be interested in appearing in an upcoming Fear Factor episode?
And you said?
And I was like, sounds cool. I don't want to eat any worms or anything, but... Whatever, at least I get to be on TV. I'll back out, like, the second thing. So, the deal was, it was Freaks versus Geeks.
Hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
And I got on the phone with these people, and I said, you know, I guess I look sort of dorky-ish, but, like, I'm not the stereotypical dork or geek. And they go, oh, don't worry, we'll play it up for you, you know, and, you know, we'll get some crazy outfit for you and things like
that.
Yeah, so, I mean, like, totally, like, maybe you are a geek, maybe you are a dork, but they're going to make you even
stereotypical one.
Yeah.
They're going to make you, I'm in the chess club.
Yeah, yeah, and they'll put, like, tape on your glasses and shit like that. So I'm sure it's done with
all
every other, like,
yeah.
Hogan Knows Best.
That's Yeah. That they have an idea, they script it, and they act it out. Right. It's not a reality show. It's not like The Osbournes, where it's like their day.
Yeah. Even, I think,
some even that, as it got wrong. Because you can only do so many episodes of their day. It's the same thing.
Right.
It's like, oh, God, you guys are boring.
Yeah.
You just happen to have more money than most boring people.
Yeah, so... speaking of Hogan Knows Best, next Saturday...
What?
Next Saturday...
What?
We'll be going to the mall to see Hulk Hogan.
Hulk Hogan, we're coming for you! Nectarine!
Yeah, so...
Yeah, we're gonna be there. If you want to meet us there,
okay.
Halls of Heroes. Halls in the Heroes. Mall, Roosevelt Field. We're going to be online
check the time.
Most of the day, probably, because I don't know if you know this. He's the immortal Hulk Hogan.
Wait, he doesn't die?
Guy doesn't die. I shot him once with a silver bullet in the heart. You know what
he
said?
He's a werewolf.
Oh, that's why he didn't die. Fucking Teen Wolf. He looks like one with that mustache he's got going.
He does.
I'm going to tell you something, brother.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Come see me at Halls of Hero.
Okay. This is Saturday, January 20th, from 1 o'clock to 2:30.
We're gonna be there early.
Halls of Heroes. Yeah, we'll definitely be there early.
In fact, maybe today if we go to the mall, we'll ask the guy what time people start.
Right. So that's Roosevelt Field Mall. You do live on Long Island.
Come check it out.
Hey, maybe if you live in New York City, you want to take a trip.
Yeah.
Take a day trip.
Take a day trip
to lunch.
Yeah.
If you show up on.
Oh shit! I'll bring my credit card.
maybe we won't.
Dollar menu.
Yeah.
Well, it's going to be probably... Donnelly would be.
Yeah.
This one's for you, Donnelly. This what? One's for you.
What?
I want Charles in charge of me. Yeah. All right, we're going to work on that later. Another time.
Yeah. So we will be bringing the iPod and the lapel mic.
Yes.
So we'll do a show.
We're doing a show. We're going to bring... Online. Maybe we'll make a special comic for it.
Maybe.
Maybe a Hulkster... I Heart Snacks comic. We gotta give him something.
Definitely, yeah.
I think Brooke's gonna be there.
Really?
If she can fit through the doorway. She's so tall.
She's huge.
8'12".
She's an Amazon, Joe.
.com? Amazon.com? She sells books?
No, she doesn't sell books. Sorry about last episode with Amber. The audio tracks were kind of fucked up, so it sounded like we were being rude and, like, interrupting
just
Amber.
Talking right over her?
Yeah, but we weren't. It was just...
We're totally polite.
Here we are. Fucking love people.
Yeah?
I fucking love them.
I
love cool people, like Amber, Naughty Karate, Fluff from Brooklyn, Me and the Bean.
You know what I love?
Hometown Tales.
You know what I love?
What?
I love that we finished our movie.
We did.
We got a DVD out. Email us if you want a copy of the DVD.
Yeah, why don't we just put it on YouTube for everyone?
No, I want to give you a DVD. It's got sweet extras. How are you going to get the sweet extras?
Well, maybe they'll pay for the DVD just to get the sweet extras, but they'll watch the movie on YouTube.
Can I charge people for that?
On YouTube?
No, for my DVD.
Of course, set up a PayPal account.
All right, so...
That's what we do for a t-shirt.
It's like...
J-Man, you're getting your t-shirt soon.
Look out, J-Man.
You're getting a special...
What t-shirts are you talking about here?
Heather and Ben Show. TheHeatherandBenShow.com.
What?
It's way over your head. You'll never get it.
I just don't know what you're talking about.
What else we gotta talk about?
What are you talking about? Oh, I'm gonna talk about seeing the movie Sky High 4 times in 2 days.
Oh my god, Joe, why?
Not because I'm the biggest Sky High fan. Let me tell you something. No, I'm not.
Tell the folks who don't know about Sky High what it's about.
Sky High is about a bunch of confused teens who have superpowers. Right, I know what you're thinking. Sounds pretty cool. Some of them can fly.
Sounds like X-Men.
Yeah, it's basically kiddie X-Men. Or Saved by the Bell meets X-Men meets Boy Meets World meets Bruce Campbell.
Bruce Campbell?
Here's
How could this movie be bad?
This is what's so funny. I'm going to name some people, and you're going to be like, Joe, are you smoking crack or sucking dick here? This movie must be good. Bruce Campbell.
Great actor. Great thespian.
Dave Foley.
Love that guy, Kids in the Hall.
What's the other Dave
Kevin
Foley
McDonald?
Guy? Kevin McDonald.
Yeah.
Kurt Russell.
Oh my god.
I like Snake Plissken.
Yeah, I love him.
Mm-hmm. And,
Who is the mom?
She looks familiar. She's somewhat famous, yeah.
I think she was in, Spy Kids.
Okay, Spy Kids mom.
I love Spy Kids.
Well, this makes Spy Kids look like, Citizen Kane.
Wow.
That's what this does.
Well, Spy Kids is the new Citizen Kane, so I don't know what you're talking about.
That's true. It was voted in AFI, the new Citizen Kane. Spy Kids.
Spy Kids 3D. Not so much 1 and 2. Like, I think the 3D put it over the edge.
The trilogy was complete. Yeah. But you know what it was? It was like Lord of the Rings. The Academy didn't recognize it until the last one.
Right.
Because it's like, oh, it's one big thing.
Yeah, it's one
really long movie.
Thank you, Peter Jackson. Destroying my life.
I've made a new,
Decision.
Yeah, never watching Lord of the Rings again.
No, fuck that movie.
I don't know what it was about it.
Look it in the ear. That movie, it's good.
Once.
I don't know why I bought the DVD.
It is literally
the first one.
The movie you can watch once, and if you have a DVD or you have it on your computer, just throw it out.
Yeah.
Just get rid of it, because you're never going to sit down and watch that shit again.
People who play D&D will probably watch it again.
Right. And chicks like it now, because
whatever.
It's all about the sweaty men's.
Okay. Are you going to see The Hobbit when it comes out?
I heard they're not doing it now.
What?
I heard... This is just rumor.
Rumor report.
Peter Jackson not doing The Hobbit.
Really?
Good. It won't be 3 hours.
It's going to be a 5-minute movie. Yeah,
rent the cartoon one. I got that shit on DVD.
That cartoon's pretty good.
It is. A lot of singing, though.
Yeah.
A lot of singing.
Yeah. I'm a fan of the whole singing.
But, yeah. King Kong. You cut an hour out of that movie, it's great.
Yeah. Dinosaur scenes? Amazing.
It's true.
Amazing.
We said that was our favorite movie of 2005.
Did we?
I'm lying. Go back to I Scream Sandwich Radio.
Yeah.
We say that's our favorite movie.
Yeah.
Taking it back. Sin City. Favorite movie of 2005.
Sin City was good. Sin City was really
taking
good.
Taking it back.
I'm still going with King Kong because I really like those dinosaur scenes.
Are you gonna wait?
I think those dinosaur scenes.
We're getting We're getting a little bit further away, just like Lord of the Rings. Are you gonna watch King Kong again?
No.
You know what? I'm saying it now. I'm probably never gonna watch King Kong again. I don't have 3 hours to watch a movie. Yeah. I'm sorry, Peter Jackson. God, let something hit the cutting room floor. We gotta use this scene. What are you talking about? We've gotta use it.
15 minutes of a shot of a cereal box.
It's really important. Everyone knows the Hobbit loves his cereal.
So, and then there's rumors of him doing the Halo movie or something?
You know what?
Or producing it or something? Or not making it interactive?
Why would you make a Halo movie? What is that game about? Nothing.
It's got a good story, too.
What is it? Robot game? Hmm?
It's like Space Marines and aliens, and then there's like a zombie part to it.
Wow, sounds really like they know what they're doing.
Hey. Bungie's good with stories. I'll give him that.
Alright, yeah, but there's a difference between a video game story and a movie story.
Right, exactly. That's why they should never do the Metroid movie. Unless they're going to make it animated.
I think our idea is the best.
30 minutes long.
Make like a micro series like they did for Star Wars for Metroid. Yes. Like limited talking, constant action.
Right.
Cool art style.
Yeah.
Almost like an Aeon Flux.
That's a good idea.
Same thing with Zelda. Never make a Zelda movie. Ugh. Never, ever, ever.
How are you going to get away with that when he's not supposed to talk?
Yeah, I don't want him talking ever. He doesn't talk. He's a mute.
You know who they're going to get for it? Haley Joel Osment. Or Oz, whatever his name is. That's who's going to do the voice.
You think so? Yep. Is he going to play Link too? Or is he going to have him?
Yeah.
I heard James Earl Jones is going to do the voice.
Really?
And play the role.
Nice.
He's going to wear the green tunic.
Okay. There's this movie with Arnold Schwarzenegger and James Earl Jones. Is that Conan the Barbarian? Or Conan the Barbarian?
It might be. I haven't seen
Conan. James Earl Jones turns into a snake in that movie. His face gets really big, and then a snake comes out of it, and it's awesome.
I think you're describing the best movie ever.
Yeah.
That's what you're doing. It's Arnold plus snake
awesome.
Plus...
It's fucking awesome.
I think that's another one of those movies where the lead character does not wear a shirt ever.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Not as good as Kevin Sorbo, though.
No. Kevin Sorbo rules.
Or the Shakira movie.
Is it a Shakira movie?
No, but it would be pretty cool. Her hips would talk.
They wouldn't lie.
No.
anything else we gotta talk about? We got a voicemail, didn't we?
Yeah, we did. We got a couple.
Yeah, let's play those.
Alright.
And enjoy this. It's Sean Ball. I got a combo. It's Sean Ball is calling. It's enough juice! Oh, fuck!
Hulk Hogan, it's Booker T. We're gonna see you, Roosevelt Field, on Saturday. We're coming for you!
Wow, so Sean, Paul, and Booker T called.
Yes.
They probably dialed 718.
3 or 4?
7 8.
5.
6. 5 6. That's our new number.
Number of the beast.
Oh boy. Alright, so that was a great show.
Beast.
Great show.
It was fun.
We'll see you at Roosevelt Field.
Saturday.
Halls of Heroes. We're gonna be there. Free lunch.
1 to 2:30.
Yeah.
Hulk Hogan.
Come for him. Dope cheese.
Dope.